Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
We've got everything you need to know about the Kansas City Chiefs on this episode of KKHI. A little bit later, you'll hear from Stan Weber talk about what the Chiefs need to do better against the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday Night Football. Frank Bohl will join us and talk about how the Chiefs make the big plays that they do. I've got some thoughts on exactly why Patrick Mahomes is able to stay motivated and play at such a high level, even though he's the best quarterback in football. And ParamountSports.com's Lee Sterling, National Handicap Champion, joins us with the Chiefs line and many others with your picks for this weekend. It's all ahead on KKHI, brought to you by Fry Orthodontics, with 12 area locations for your convenience. The first appointment is always free at Fry Orthodontics. Call 913-469-9191 or log on to FryOrthodontics.com and find out about free retainers for life or Invisalign for the same price as braces. At Fry Orthodontics, your smile is just the start. Pro Partners Healthcare, online at ProPartnersHealthcare.com. To learn more, read about this great family practice. Dr. Troy Burns and his staff of physicians in Leawood and the Northland will give great care for you and your entire family. You can use this along with your current insurance, or you could save money by signing up for one low monthly fee for direct primary care at ProPartnersHealthcare.com. And 360 Document Solutions, covering Western Missouri and all of the state of Kansas. Mark Lindquist and his team will absolutely make you a satisfied customer around your office with new printers, copiers, document technology, IT programs, mailing systems, phone systems. If you need efficiency and money savings, 360 Document Solutions will deliver for you online at 360documentsolutions.com. All right, it's all Chiefs, it's all football. We got it for you as the Chiefs are getting ready for the Ravens on Sunday night. Hit it!
Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Shop, click, drive at robertsrobinson.com.
So the Chiefs are finishing their preparations for the Baltimore Ravens this Sunday night as a team they've basically owned. Patrick Mahomes 3-0 versus the Ravens and Lamar Jackson. We're starting to sort of see the Ravens in the same category as the Browns and the Bills and all these other upstart teams that have good young quarterbacks. They're clearly capable of beating the Chiefs. They just don't. And the reason why is pretty simple. It's Patrick Mahomes. You don't go undefeated in September. You don't have an unblemished record against the Ravens, the Browns, and the Bills, unless you're Patrick Mahomes. And he's been behind in many of these games. They've been ball games to the end in many cases. Sometimes not, but in many cases they have. And in the end, he delivers and wins the game. These are excellent football teams. We can almost argue that teams like the Browns, maybe even the Ravens or Bills, except for their quarterback, have better teams than the Chiefs. As Stan Weber pointed out earlier this week, and we'll hear from Stan in just a little bit, as he pointed out earlier this week, what the Chiefs have is the best, you know, if you say who are the best five players in the game with the Ravens on Sunday night, four of the best five are Chiefs. And that is a huge difference. Yes, it's a team sport. But when you have Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, you've got something other teams simply don't have. And it plays out that way all the time. But there's something else going on here, especially with Patrick Mahomes, who just continues to play at a higher and higher level every year and amaze us with what he does on the field. And I remember a moment last year that I wanted to bring back up before this game because it was against the Ravens. We heard Travis Kelce say earlier this week that he was embarrassed by the Super Bowl. Look, most superstars aren't embarrassed. Travis Kelce's going to the Hall of Fame. He has nothing left to prove. Seriously, nothing left to prove. He's won a Super Bowl, and he is driven this year by being embarrassed for playing in the Super Bowl last year and not scoring a touchdown. The man is driven by that. How the Chiefs can be the best team in America's most important sport and remain hungry is really astonishing. But each individual player, especially the great ones, because you can become complacent. Now, football doesn't lend itself to this like basketball may or baseball, because you go out there and if you're complacent, you get hit in the mouth and they wake you up real fast. You get hit really hard, you get your bell rung, you're like, whoa, okay, this is on, this is serious, I need to be ready for this. Aaron Rodgers found that out last week. Josh Allen found that out last week. You better be motivated and ready every single time out. Patrick Mahomes finds a way in pretty much every game to do that. Last year when they got ready to play the Ravens, do you remember this? The Chiefs won this game against the Ravens last year, 34-20. And Mahomes threw, I don't know, his third touchdown pass of the game. And he came off the field. It might have been his fourth, third or fourth. And he came off the field, and they showed him in a replay, a slow-mo, and he held up one finger, two finger, three fingers, four fingers in succession. He looked at his four fingers, and he gave the shoulder shrug like Michael Jordan did after hitting that big shot, the most famous shot of his career, right? When he shrugged his shoulders like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm just that good. And that's what Mahomes did. Except when he went one, two, three, four, do you remember what the story was leading into last year? The story coming off the Super Bowl, leading into last year, NFL Network ranked the top 100 players in football. Lamar Jackson was number one. He was the number one rated player in the NFL coming into last season. It was absurd. It was ridiculous. Patrick Mahomes was number four. See, 2 years earlier, Patrick Mahomes had won the Super Bowl, or a year earlier, Patrick Mahomes had won the Super Bowl, but the year before that, he was MVP. The year Mahomes won the Super Bowl, Lamar Jackson was the MVP. So coming into last year, they had him rated as the number one player in the NFL. Mahomes had it in his head that day playing against Lamar Jackson that somebody did a list somewhere and rated Lamar Jackson as a better quarterback than me. And here I am, after I've just thrown a touchdown pass and we've gone up 14 points, one, two, three, four, and he shrugs his shoulders at four like, I'm number four? Mocking the list. Look, there'll be a time when Patrick Mahomes is a more experienced player. And he's an older man, and he won't know about those lists, and he won't care, and he won't be paying attention. But it's a beautiful thing to see that he's motivated by stuff like that. I think we've heard this week from the Chiefs that they are extremely motivated this year by being embarrassed in the Super Bowl. What Mahomes' particular motivation is this week, I can't answer that. He'll find something. It's going to be a great game. I'm not going to guarantee you the Chiefs are going to win the football game. I can't guarantee you that. These are all good teams. And the Chiefs, I feel the same way I did last week. At some point, they're going to lose to one of these teams. These are good teams. They probably should have lost to the Browns last week. You know, if the punter doesn't fumble that snap, which is just pure crowd noise, the Chiefs probably don't win that game. Let's be honest. Right? So that one was at home. This one's not. This is on the road. They're not going to get that break in this game. They're going to have to go be better for a majority of the game than the Ravens are. Last week, they were only better than the Browns for about 6 minutes. That was enough. That was enough. That won't be enough this week, I don't think. Ravens are at home. They're motivated. They turned it over. Lamar Jackson turned it over twice on Monday night and certainly wants to play better. They want to beat the Chiefs. All these teams want to beat the Chiefs. The Chiefs are not going undefeated against the Browns, the Ravens, the Bills, all these teams. They're not. You're just not going to run the table. They're not going 17-0 this year. They're going to lose. When they lose, it's going to be to a team with an explosive quarterback. It'll probably be a road game where the quarterback plays flawless. Doesn't turn it over. Maybe that's this week. I'm not bullish on the Ravens. I don't think they're a Super Bowl contender. I don't. I just don't think they're a Super Bowl contender. And I think the Chiefs will make some plays because the Ravens gamble on defense. They sell out. They blitz. They sell out. They don't leave people back. Will they play their bad zone? You heard Peyton Manning say it on Monday night. They're bad. Zone defense for Baltimore does not work. They're terrible at it. But they've got a collection of players designed to play man-on-man, which the Chiefs will exploit. Now, the Ravens may get two or three takeaways. That's what they'll do. They'll roll the dice. High-risk football here. Chiefs offense against the Ravens defense, high-risk football. My guess is the Chiefs will have a lot of big plays on Sunday night, and it will be something to see. Earlier this week, as part of our patron program, we had a podcast with Frank Bohl. It's tremendous. If you haven't heard it, you can go sign up at kkhasissues.com. $5 a month or more, you get all the patron podcasts. You get Lee Sterling's Thursday night picks. Just for the patrons, he has a special pick every week that he is 12-7-1 on all time. So he's been a winner for the patrons. It's kkhasissues.com. Click on Become a Patron. $5 a month or more, and you're signed up. The Frank Bohl one from Tuesday is terrific, and it's all pertinent to this week and this weekend's games. If you want to go hear it, go sign it, become a patron now. Here's a clip from that with Frank Bohl. We were talking about the big plays the Chiefs made last week. Now, Travis Kelce said on Monday night to Peyton Manning, sometimes we just go out there and make shit up. And that's what it looks like, and it's true, but there's a method to the madness. Frank Bohl has tapped into why that works with Mahomes, with Hill and Kelce, but not so much with other guys.
Okay, well, here's my deal with this. And this is what a player like Mecole Hardman doesn't get. That stuff you see happen, you see, you know, Tyreek Hill sprint downfield and the defensive back's trying to hang on to his under the back of his jersey before he gets beat by 10 or 15 yards, and all of a sudden Patrick Mahomes is running for his life. He turns around and heaves it down there in a certain spot. The ball's short, thrown short. Tyreek Hill sees it, turns around, makes a U-turn. The defense back has no chance and makes the catch. Travis Kelce, same way. He's running around. He's, like he said, he looks at Mahomes and says, you do what you got to do back here, and I'll make sure, you know, I'm in a spot where you can get the ball to me, and we're going to go, you know, win this football game. This is what these guys do. During the off season, when they're done screwing around with one another, just throwing the ball around and getting together for some of that non, you know, where you don't have to show up off season workouts. These guys are working out together. They know each other and they're having a great time during these periods. They're throwing their normal pass routes and then all of a sudden you're going, let's make some stuff up. Okay, here's the deal. You get on here, you're double covered. You get on here, you're this. I'm going to throw the ball over here. And you just go get it. I'm not going to tell you whether I'm going to throw it to your left side or your right side when you make that turn. So you just go to an open, I'm going to throw it to an open spot. You have to go get it. That's the stuff they're doing. They're right. Not running 61 X power, you know, X power, Y go.
Because their plays break down all the time.
Exactly. Exactly. And this is the stuff they get to know about one another.
That's right.
When you're doing these off-season workouts.
That's right.
And that's what Hardman gets. We're not doing this to run the plays that we know you know. We're doing this to run the plays. You got no idea.
That's right.
What we're going to do with that ball at that time, because we have no idea what kind of stress our quarterback's going to be under.
The play essentially is over at that point. When Mahomes is running around buying time, the play is over. Now it's me and my receiver are just better than you guys. Right?
Yeah, right.
I'm going to get it to Tyreek Hill. I'm going to get it to him. We're just going to beat you. The play itself is over at that point. And you know what? I love all these Chiefs fans that think WASP is like the most brilliantly designed play in the history of Chiefs football, and it's so famous. It was the same crap. I mean, it was thrown up in the air. It was thrown short. The play itself was over, all right? That was, at that point, it was a schoolyard play, and I give credit to Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill for being great at what they do and the way they communicate and knowing what each other are going to do. There's no insult in saying Andy Reid's play was busted. It was over. It was defeated by the defense, and the Chiefs still won. That ultimately is playing a sport, man. That's fantastic.
Yeah, right. And the quarterback's making the head coach look brilliant.
That's exactly right.
And that's all that counts, because Lamar Jackson, what's he going to do? He's not going to sit there and you know, get with his tight end or get with his wide receiver and throw it to this spot, and you know it's going to come up short, and you go do this. He's going to take off and run with the football. So, you know, there's a huge difference there.
So,
huge difference. And they're going to. Yeah, I can't believe that game started out as 3.5 points. That game's going to be 7 by Sunday.
It might be.
You got to be kidding me.
All right, that's Frank Bull from our Patreon podcast earlier this week, talking about the big plays with the Chiefs and how they essentially do this over and over and over. And he obviously sounds like he thinks they're big favorites over the Ravens and should be able to roll on Sunday night. One of the things the Chiefs have to work on as they go is the offensive line play. It was terrible last week. It was worse last week than it was in the Super Bowl. Nobody's talking about it, but it's true. Andy's lining up with gadget plays on the goal line because he knows his offensive line and Clyde Edwards-Helaire can't get in the end zone. That's a bad sign. It led me to ask Stan Weber this week about Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Is he less than average, and do the Chiefs have a problem in this phase of the game?
We can't write him off yet, but usually a running back, Kevin, bursts into the NFL and then kind of levels off. And Saquon Barkley, you know, sometimes it's because of injury. But a lot of times their first year is their best year, just because they're reacting and they're excited. And then people start figuring out these players, Kevin, they don't spend a lot of time on the field anymore. But you know where they spend a lot of their time? Watching tape. They know what your move is. They know when you're going to twist, when you're going to stiff arm. And they study this kind of stuff. And I think they figure out your game a little bit. Just like a hitter who starts hitting as a rookie. And then what do the pitchers do? They start figuring out where your holes are, right? You don't like that curveball. You don't like the ball high and inside. And they play that, and I think they're starting to do that with most running backs in the NFL. It happens, and they're starting to do that with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And he's not big enough to power over people.
Right.
He's not Tyreek Hill fast enough to make them pay. So, you know, when the Chiefs snap the ball, if you're on the other team, just for a moment, aren't you scared? Aren't you just scared of what's going to happen? But when the ball is handed off to Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the fear just goes down.
Right.
I mean, from a Chiefs, put it from a Chiefs perspective, your excitement level.
The defense,
when you see the ball
just,
handed to him,
they're daring
your
the Chiefs
excitement level
run.
Goes down.
They're daring the Chiefs to run.
Him.
Everybody
yeah.
dares the Chiefs to run. And I thought Andy even admitted this without saying it. And this is what I think this is the most troubling aspect of the game for me is we spent the offseason rebuilding the offensive line. We're going to have a big, beefy offensive line. It's going to push the other team off the ball. We'll be able to run it. And then what do we see? At the goal line, we see Mike Remmers getting a run. We see Blake Bell in there. We see Travis Kelce lining up a quarterback. Three different plays were just as goofy as could be near the goal line because Andy was completely admitting, we can't power this ball into the end zone here. And I was disappointed in seeing those formations.
Yeah, I don't, you know, you go back to the San Francisco Super Bowl game and Williams running the ball back there, Kevin. He's underrated, but I think he was better. I think he's better than Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So I don't want to give up on him yet, but the meter level, the excitement meter, I don't know if you can feel that play by play, Kevin, if you're, you know, just that engaged. Maybe it's only me that's crazy like that, but when the ball snapped, I mean, my excitement level as the play unfolds, it's like everything's in slow motion. You know, it's like, oh, Patrick's got the ball, oh, he fakes, here he looks up, and you just think, I bet Tyreek Hill's going to make a big play. I bet Travis Kelce's going to catch something. I bet it's going to be a 15-yard gain. And then you see him hand it off to Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and you go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then 3 yards later, he's smashed with, you know, five guys, you know, piling on him. So I don't want to beat up on the guy too much. He's going to be fine, but he's not near the kind of threat that the Chiefs have at other places in the lineup.
All right, there's Stan Weber's thoughts on the Chiefs' not growing problem. It's been a problem since Kareem Hunt left. They need to run the football better. They have to find a way, and they're going to have to do it with offensive line play because Clyde Edwards-Helaire is just a guy. Chiefs and Ravens should be fun on Sunday night. KKHI is brought to you by Window World, simply the best for less. Title sponsor of Kevin Keatsman Has Issues and the official window provider of the Kansas City Chiefs. Window World offers 0% financing on American-made windows and doors online at windowskansascity.com. Merriam Body Shop off I-35 and Johnson Drive in Merriam. State Farm preferred body shop. Full collision repair or teeny tiny jobs like paintless dent removal. They'll do the jobs the big corporate body shops won't. These guys care. They want to be like the Quick Trip of body shops. They want you to say their customer service is so much better than any other place I go that you'll tell all your friends about Merriam Body Shop. Online at merriambodyshop.com. And they now feature the new car image, which is complete custom detailing for your car that delivers it back to you better than new. They've got a real passion for cars and trucks at Merriam Body Shop and the new car image. Check the new car image out online at thenewcarimage.com. Get your ride detailed today. And CBDGC.com. Stacy Higgins at Green Compass CBD has USDA organic, no THC, grow their own, no middleman, creams, ointments, and all kinds of great stuff to relieve pain and inflammation in your body. It also helps with calming and focus. If you want to check her products out online, it's simple. CBD-GC.com. Or if you're looking for a little side hustle, stay-at-home work, Stacy Higgins would love to talk with you. Just give Stacy a call. She could tell you all about Green Compass, how you can make some bucks on the side from home with Green Compass CBD. Her number is 913-961-3881.
The KK Has Issues conversation is presented by Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch, or online at joslynsjewelry.com.
Lee Sterling joins us now from ParamountSports.com. You can always reach Lee with the toll-free number if you'd like to call him, 800-400-9741. In just a few moments, he's going to give you his game of the week. It's in the NFL, and you can get that play absolutely free by calling him. Easier way is just log on to ParamountSports.com. Lee had a winning week last week. He had a 50-unit max play in the NFL in week one and hit it with the Panthers over the Jets. It was fantastic. Congratulations on a great start to the season. Lee, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah, it was fun. It was a little harrowing at the end after dominating. It seemed like in the first half, the Jets were second and 18 or third and 22 almost every possession. It should have been 37-0 at half. I mean, that should have been a walkover. But, you know, the NFL stands for not for long, and we had to sweat it out. But we were on the right side. We won it. We're 53-18 now over the last 15 years on these 40 to 50 unit max wagers, and going to just keep rolling on. Possible. There's a possible 40 unit play out there for us. We're looking at something as long as the injuries, the weather, matchup, everything stays the same. There's a chance we could have a 40 unit. Like I said, we're 53-18 on those. It'll be in the college football. Just go to ParamountSports.com. Normally, it's $300 for 2 weeks of our phone service. You can get the 2 weeks. Everyone loves half off. You even let your wife shop if it says 50% off.
Sure.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. 50% off. Normally, $300 for 2 weeks, $150 for 2 weeks of our phone service. And just use coupon code SAVE150. I'm doing it this low because I know if people who maybe haven't been with me before jump on and off, are waiting and not sure, if they come aboard and I win with them, they're going to want to ride with me through the Super Bowl. And last year, we were number one in the country out of every service combined, college football and the NFL, winning money for our clients. So ParamountSports.com, use coupon code SAVE150. And how about this? There's a UFC card on Saturday. We've had some 40 to 50 unit plays, done extremely well with them. I have found two 50 unit max wagers for the UFC. Five selections, $50 on those. Also at the website, ParamountSports.com.
That's fantastic. All right, so UFC yep. card and the NFL on sale, essentially half off.
So it looks So it looks like you're back on to watching the UFC on Saturday nights again.
Well,
now,
it sounds
right?
like it. If I'm going to be getting 50 unit plays from Lee Sterling, I'll be watching. That's for sure. I'm actually having a little reunion this weekend at the Lake of the Ozarks with the guys that I played on the 1982 state championship baseball team with.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, we have never done anything like this. We see each other in small groups, two or three of us at a time from time to time. But some people are coming in from out of town, and our buddy's got a place down there and a boat, and we're just going it's just the guys. And I think it'll be really interesting.
How many do you have coming?
We have nine coming, which is pretty good. We can almost field a team of, 56-year-olds, but it's not.
That's pretty darn good. So I organized we went to the state finals once, semifinals twice, my football team. We had 5 years where we didn't lose a district game. And it used to be like eight teams in the district. So you had to go 7-0 to win the district back in the day. And we did. We organized those five teams. We had a total of 93 players. We had 68 show up a few years ago. So always fun to see your former players, especially if you had some success.
Yeah. It's fun to win, and it helps you in life. I don't know that not winning in sports sets you back at all, but I know this, that the people that I know that have been successful in sports at a very young age and did some winning have done pretty darn well in life by and large. And I think sports is really, really good for young men. I just think it's great for them.
Oh yeah, I mean it's showing up on time. It's the little things, it's teamwork, it's working hard. Those little things just kind of set the table for what you're going to do in life. Mm,
good stuff. All right, Lee, let's hit some games here. We'll start in college with the 50-year anniversary of the game of the century that nobody cares about. Oklahoma is a 22.5 favorite over Nebraska. These teams have both left a conference that they once shared. Joe Castiglione, the AD at Oklahoma, said this week, sometimes history and tradition just get kicked to the curb. He knows he's got a dud of a game on his hand. They're playing this game at 11 a.m. Central Time. It's such a turd. Oklahoma's a huge favorite. What do you think?
And Nebraska's lost 13 straight times to ranked opponents. I think Oklahoma was a little overrated in that game against Tulane. A lot of people are going to – what you do is you watch that first game, you see a team, and you base your decisions a lot of times for the next 4 or 5 weeks on that game. And I just think they were overconfident because Tulane had been bounced around and they didn't have to travel. They're playing the game at home. Tulane doesn't get you excited if you look at their record last couple of years. Not terrible, but not spectacular. And also, they don't play in a power conference. So I just think that they'll be ready for this game. I think Spencer Rattler could have a big game here. He and Lincoln Riley are a great pilot and co-pilot. And the defense will be pumped. And Adrian Martinez, turnover machine. I mean, he has turned it over early and often his entire career here. And I think it'll happen again. I like the Sooners 49-21.
I love Oklahoma in this game, 100% with you. Yep. Boise State against Oklahoma State. And this is the weird one because you watch a team struggle a little bit early and it can turn around pretty quickly. We usually think of Oklahoma State around here as a team with athletes that's pretty good, but they have not looked particularly good. Boise is the favorite in this one.
Because they don't have athletes anymore. I don't know what happened in their recruiting. Whether some guys maybe got hurt and had to leave the program. That could happen. They also, just not developing guys. I mean, I don't see a receiver that scares me on this team. They don't have a Wallace or even a Dylan Stoner Top two guys are gone from last year. Nothing at that level. No running backs. Chuba Hubbard's gone. Their quarterbacks are pedestrian and turnover prone. Offensive line isn't good. This is, they're just not explosive anymore. Play caller isn't great. The offensive coordinator. I like what I see in Boise. Now, are they where they were 4 or 5 years ago? No, but Andy Avalos, new head coach who played there and then was at Oregon, came back. I watched, I don't get too much from press conferences, but Hank Bachmeyer, their quarterback's press conference, seems like he really likes Avalos. And, you know, I think they learned from what happened in the first game. They had a great first half, great game plan against Central Florida. Things went wrong in the second half, give Central Florida credit. But Bachmeyer and wide receiver Khalil Shakir, who's almost unguardable, I think they're going to do the job here. This line is way light. Tough road trip here for a punchless Cowboy team. I like Boise State by double digits, 30-20.
All right, Nevada at Kansas State. This is a game I would not play with your money, Lee. Nevada has a pro quarterback, or what people think will be a pro quarterback. Kansas State is at home with a pretty good defense. Nevada's a 2-point favorite. I have no clue. What say you?
Tough game. Toughest of the three. The Wolfpack have actually beaten some Power 5 teams, Oregon State, Purdue, and Cal, to start the year. But this is a tougher venue to win in. We all know that. Tough trip here. They have been bounced around, practicing all over the place. A host is 18-6 against the spread the last 24 Wolfpack games. Kansas State obviously making the switch at quarterback because of an injury. Will Howard, nothing spectacular, but capable. Maybe more capable because he's got weapons now this year. Running back Deuce Vaughn and also wide receiver Malik Knowles. Finally, they have a home run threat. I think they're going to slow the game down. And the defense, which is fortified already 9 sacks in just 2 games, might be able to get the job done. And that win over Stanford looks a whole lot better now after Stanford took it to USC. So the Wolfpack are going to need to hit on some big plays on offense and play with the lead. Otherwise, I don't think their defense is good and might be due for that you know, special Kansas State punt block or trick play or punt return for a touchdown here. I think the Wolfpack come up short. I think Kansas State gets it done here. I like Kansas State 30-24 over Nevada.
All right, Buffalo's a 3.5-point favorite over the Miami Canes. Ooh, this is right in your backyard here, buddy. This is your wheelhouse.
Yep. Yeah, but Miami, impressive win. They had a couple bad calls go against them in that game against New England last week, but got the job done. Still some weaknesses. Offensive line doesn't look like they've come together yet. They also are going to have to probably rush 4 guys. They had some real problems in the game last year when they played Buffalo. First game, Buffalo just went up and down the field scoring. Even the second game, last game of the year, meant nothing to Buffalo. They kept their starters in for 3 quarters. They did whatever they wanted. So Miami kept 12 defensive backs on the roster for games like this. But when you rush 4 guys and you've got a guy with a cannon like Allen has and he's mobile, they got to stay in their lanes. And I don't think their pass rush is where it was even last year. They lost a couple guys to free agency. So I think Buffalo's the right side. Just things didn't go right in the second half. I think they win this game here, something like 35-24.
Chiefs are on the road at Baltimore for some Sunday night football. Kansas City's a 3-point favorite. Lee, the stats on the Chiefs. I just keep saying one of these weeks it's got to end. I thought it was last week. Mahomes is undefeated in September. He's never thrown an interception in September. He has never lost to the Browns. He's 3-0. He has never lost to this outfit. He's 3-0. He hasn't lost to the Bills. All these other contenders in the AFC, he has a perfect record against. Is that going to end this week?
Well, I never play due to lose. If you do, you're going to lose in the long run. I think it can continue here. So, you know, he's thrown 30, I think it's 35 or 36 touchdown passes with no interceptions in September. They will get back arguably their best 2 defensive players in Honey Badger and Frank Clark. I think that will help them out in the pass rush and in the back end. And I'm watching this Baltimore team, and their secondary is just not good. They got one guy in the secondary that's good, and everyone else is below average. So I don't think they can cover, you know, the Kansas City receivers. If Kansas City had a couple injuries to the receivers, maybe. The offensive line can't get any worse. Maybe they get a little bit better here. And as long as you got Patrick Mahomes, you got a fighter's chance, and he just seems to own Baltimore. He just seems like, I don't know if it's true, but it seems like Andy Reid almost game plans in the offseason for the first four or five games. And I think he's going to come up with some big plays and some different schemes that Baltimore hadn't seen. It'll be the difference here. I like him here, 38-28.
I like when they play the Ravens because Harbaugh goes for every fourth down, trick plays.
Right.
He throws the kitchen sink at the Chiefs every time. Now, he hasn't beaten them yet, but it's fun to watch him coach because he takes every possible risk he can. This will be an entertaining game. Should be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's definitely the game of the week. I mean, there's some other good games out there. You know, the Miami-Buffalo game is important. Those are probably going to be the best two teams. But, even Seattle and Tennessee is going to be a fun game. And on top of that, I think Indy and the Rams, there's some good – I think the NFL's improved. I mean, even some teams we thought were going to be down this year, like the New Orleans Saints, or maybe even the Arizona Cardinals seem like they're playing good ball. So it's going to be a fun year in the NFL.
A couple of underdogs that won in week one make your game of the week. And this is a free play for anybody that wants to call Lee Sterling right now at 800-400-9741. His play this week is Pittsburgh and Las Vegas. You see something you like
here?
Wow.
Yeah, it should be a fun game. If anything close to like the two games they played in opening weekend, they want to get this game for free. Just call 800-400-9741. Give you Pittsburgh and Vegas on me. If you want to come aboard, now's the time. If you didn't do it last week, probably thinking I should have done it. I'm going to throw even more enticement to come on board. Normally $300 for 2 weeks. Use coupon code SAVE150, just $150. That's $75 a week for 12 to 14 games, college football in the NFL. We might have another 40 to 50 unit play in college football this week, after hitting our 50-unit play in the NFL last week on the Carolina Panthers. And UFC is back, and we found two 50-unit max wagers. So first time we've ever had that in the entire, I think it's 3 years we've been doing the UFC. So those are five for $50. Everything's up and available right now, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, you're the best. It's not the ocean, but I'm headed for the Lake of the Ozarks. I'll send you a picture, a sunset picture or something from the lake. It's not the Atlantic Ocean where you
Sounds
are
good.
In there, but I'll send you something.
And what position did you play? Never talk about your baseball career.
Shortstop.
Shortstop? Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Never
I
guessed it.
I played shortstop when I was young, and then they moved me to center field. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. We had a great, great time. I know that. Thank you, buddy. Let's have a winning week. Profitable for everyone.
Okay.
All right. Take
care.
See you,
Kevin.
There's Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Just give him a call at 800-400-9741. If you'd like to connect with Lee, he will personally talk to you and coach you through the package that might be for you. He had a winning week in week one, including a max 50-unit play in the NFL. He hit the Panthers over the Jets. That was ballsy, but he did it. And if he hadn't done it, he'd be taking it like a man, not complaining about the refs, not this and that, just like, hey, it happens. I don't know how any handicapper could have a max unit play in the NFL. The NFL's just so hard, but he does a great job, man. This guy works really, really hard scouting out all these teams. So there is Lee Sterling and your preps for the Chiefs and the Ravens on Sunday night on Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.